Macmillan Audio presents Truth by Mary Mapes, read for you by the author.
I woke up smiling on September 9th, 2004. My story on George W. Bush's guard service had run on 60 Minutes the night before, and I felt it had been a solid piece. We'd worked under tremendous pressure because of the short time frame and the explosive content, but we'd made our deadline, and most important, we'd made news. I was confident in my work and marveled once again at the teamwork and devotion of so many people at 60 Minutes. I was also deeply proud of CBS News for having the guts to air a provocative story on a controversial part of the president's past. By the end of the day, all of that would change. By the end of the month, I would be barred from doing my job and under investigation. By the end of the year, my long career at CBS News would essentially be over after a long, excruciating, and very public beating. But on this day, all that was unimaginable. I was just anxious to get into the office and get the reaction to the story. I raced to the hotel room door and pulled the New York Times and USA Today off the floor, curled up on the sofa, and read the front page coverage of our story. Online, I checked the Washington Post and saw that there, too, this was front page material. It deserved to be, for a number of reasons. Dan Rather and I had aired the first ever interview with former Texas Lieutenant Governor Ben Barnes on his role in helping Bush get into the Texas Air National Guard. Getting Barnes to say yes had taken 5 years, and I thought his interview was a home run. Finally, there were on-the-record, honest, straight-ahead answers from a man who intimately knew the ins and outs of the way Texas politics and privilege worked in the state National Guard units during the Vietnam War. Ben Barnes' version of events was crucial to understanding a significant chapter in President Bush's life from 30 years ago, an important key to unlocking the questions many Americans had about the man in the White House. What had George W. Bush done during the volatile Vietnam years? Who was he back then, really? Was he a young man who volunteered to pilot fighter jets off the country's coastline, a brave young flyer ready and willing to risk his life in the skies over Vietnam? Or was George W. Bush, like so many well-connected young men in the Vietnam era, simply doing whatever he could to avoid fighting or flying anywhere near the jungles of Southeast Asia? Did he complete his service to the National Guard or walk away without looking back, simply because his family's status meant that he could? Did he do his duty? Did he tell the truth? Our story on September 8, 2004 also presented never-before-seen documents purportedly written in 1972 by Bush's then-commander, Lieutenant Colonel Jerry B. Killian. Killian had died in 1984, and his important testimony on Bush's service had not been part of all the years of debate that had raged over whether or not the president had fulfilled his guard duties. These documents appeared to show that Killian had not approved of Bush's departure from the Guard in 1972 to work on a Senate campaign for Republican Winton Blount in Alabama. They showed that Killian had ordered Bush to take a physical that was never completed, and that Killian had been pressured by his higher-ups to write better reports on Bush than were merited by the future president's performance. The Killian memos, as they came to be called, turned on its head the version of George W. Bush's guard career that the White House had presented. These new memos made Bush look like a slacker, not an ace pilot. I had spent weeks trying to get these pieces of paper, and every waking hour since I'd received them, vetting each document for factual errors or red flags. I worked to compare the new memos with the official documents I'd received since 1999, and they meshed in ways large and small. Furthermore, the content, the essential truth of the story contained in the memos, had been corroborated by Killian's commander, General Bobby Hodges, in a phone conversation 2 days before the story aired. On September 6th, he had said the memos reflected Killian's feelings at the time, and that this was what he remembered about how Killian had handled Bush's departure from the Guard. We had a senior document analyst named Marcel Matley fly to New York to look at all the documents we had, the official documents that had been previously released by the White House, as well as the new ones. After examining them for hours, blowing up signatures and comparing...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?